A stream of bubbles forms into a swirling vortex with a blue light shining out of its center. Alongside it, the words Relativity Media. Bright white shapes flicker across a black background. They assemble themselves into the word Rogue. Then there's another logo for Rogue in the style of a test card, which says on it, "This is not a test." And then the message, "IamRogue.com. Are you?" New York, present day. In a packed subway, commuters are making their way through a passageway. In the middle of the crowd is Sean MacArthur, a tall, well-built young man in his late 20s with chiseled features and short brown hair. He's wearing a white t-shirt, green hooded top, and a denim jacket, and he's carrying something over his shoulder wrapped in a big blue towel. He's now standing by the doors in a busy commuter train. In the crowded plaza above the subway, three youths group around a suited man and steal his briefcase.
Excuse me.
The muggers disappear into the subway. Meanwhile, Sean heads past an old guy playing a keyboard. He helps a lady who's trying to get out of an emergency exit door. He holds open the door but gets stuck there as a procession of people all pour through. In the plaza, perched on a low wall, is Harvey Borden, an African-American man with a goatee beard, a white flat cap, a short-sleeved shirt and brown trousers. Two young ticket touts are strolling through the crowds. Z is a skinny young man with cropped brown hair and a baggy t-shirt, and Ray is taller with long curly brown hair and a Hispanic appearance.
Hey, Jenna, how you doing? You okay today?
You be careful today. There's coffee.
Sean puts the package down on the pavement. He opens up the towel to reveal a pile of Harry Potter books and iPods.
iPods, Harry Potter books.
Harvey's watching Sean intently. Sean dips his hands in the water of the fountain behind him as an old lady approaches.
How you doing, ma'am? iPods, $20. I like that original jacket you got on. That's $20 each, ma'am. No, you got that $20 right here, ma'am. You gotta give me another 20. Ma'am, you got two of them right there.
A pretty Latino-looking woman approaches.
How you doing, young lady?
How much is this Harry Potter book?
$20. You kids love them things, that Harry Potter stuff.
Alex, a shaven-headed, tough-looking guy, sidles up to him.
You got kids, they're gonna love that.
Yo, move your shit, man.
iPods, $20.
How much is your book?
I'm just trying to make some money.
Harry Potter versus the Potter?
Where do you put the tape?
No, it's not a walkman. It's an iPod.
I'm sorry, but I'm
all the shit.
Man.
Excuse me, can I have my money back?
No, I want my money back.
Ray reaches down to snatch the iPods, but Sean hurls him into the fountain. A stubbly guy tries to steal Sean's goods too, but Sean flings him into a display stand. Sean wrenches back his merchandise while the pretty woman watches. Alex drives Sean backwards into a fruit stall, but Sean shoves him back and punches him in the face. Alex lunges for him again, but again Sean punches him to the ground. He backs into a businessman.
Watch yourself! Get off me, man!
Z picks up Sean's money off the pavement. Sean bumps into Harvey.
What are you doing?
Watch yourself. Somebody ought to call the cops on you.
Harvey watches as Sean hurries down into the subway. Nursing his bruised face, Alex approaches Harvey.
Walk this way, walk.
Harvey heads off into the crowd. Meanwhile, Sean vaults the subway ticket barrier. He's about to run into the station, but stops as he spots a couple of policemen nearby and rushes into the men's toilets behind him. Panting hard, he leans against the wall and examines his hand. He looks up and shakes his head resentfully. British Sky Broadcasting presents Fighting, starring Channing Tatum as Sean, Terence Howard as Harvey, Zulai Henao as Zulai, Luis Guzman as Martinez, and Brian J. White as Evan Haley. It's written by Robert Munich and Dito Montiel. Music's by David Whitman and Jonathan Elias, produced by Kevin Misha, and directed by Dito Montiel. Voiced by Stephen O'Neill on behalf of MCS Agency. Sean heads along a pavement in Chinatown. He approaches an elderly Oriental-looking man who's sitting outside a cluttered shop which sells bric-a-brac.
Hey, Mr. Sue. How you doing, Mr. Sue? Good? You know that radio music hall up there? Man, I tell you, man, they tried to kill me up there, man. I bought some stuff from downtown. Man, it was a fake book. I don't even know how you do a fake book. I'm gonna get some umbrellas from you. Is that okay? Can I get some umbrellas from you? Yeah?
Sean enters the store and picks up a cardboard box full of umbrellas.
You said 100 last time, right? And then I got in a fight, lost all my money. This is all I got left. Is that okay? So that's 100 right there. Yeah, 120 left. All right. And I have my stuff at Radio City Music Hall. I ain't gonna go down there no more, though. There are a bunch of crooks down there. I'll see you later, Mr. Sue.
Nighttime. Sean's carrying the box on his head, sheltering from the heavy rain. He jogs across the street. He wipes his face as he continues along the pavement. He glances through the window of a diner and stops. Inside the diner, Harvey's sitting at a table holding a piece of bread. The two men stare at each other a moment. Standing beside the table is Z, a skinny young man with a guilty expression.
It's that kid from before, Harvey. Oh, he's coming in.
Sean marches into the diner and puts down the cardboard box.
Can I help you?
Come on, look, I want my money back, okay?
What money are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. Look, I don't mean no...
Come on.
He took it.
No,
okay,
he did
and
not...
I want it back right now.
He took
it's
your
same
money.
Shirt and everything.
Okay, this is Z, and as you can tell, he's a little retarded sometimes, okay?
Harvey.
Look, listen, how much are we talking about
don't
here,
give him
okay?
shit.
No, listen, I'm gotta get this.
No, ask
how
him.
Much are... Hey, that's not nice. That's not nice.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
I should call the police on
you.
Should. You know
that's
that?
Exactly what you should do. I'll wait here for you if you want. You know, you shouldn't be robbing people, you know that? Especially ones that can come and find you.
Why don't you sit down and talk to me for a second? I just want to have a conversation with you. I was talking about you earlier. Look, try some of these bread things. They're terrible.
You gonna go after this kid?
Hey, wait up a second. Where you going? You know, that was some show you put on out there today. In the streets, you know, the fisticuff thing? Can I ask you one question, though?
I'd much rather just stop following me.
I'm not following you. I'm walking down the street. But look, if you want to make money...
You're not...
Some people bump into Sean and knock the box from his grasp.
Binghamton's here. You think sitting behind a desk sucking ass all day is making money? Look, I'm Harvey Borden, all right? Let me introduce myself. I'm Harvey Borden.
Sean looks unsure, then offers his hand.
Sean McArthur.
Good to meet you. You like to fight?
If I have to.
I can make you $5,000. Got you interested, huh? You see that store right there? You ever wonder how little places like that stay in business? BMW parked in front of it. People dress nicely. They like people that like to fight. You want to make some money at it? Huh? Yes or no? You don't want to make no money, you don't have to go. You can go on with your life. I can make $5,000 with you on one fight alone.
Yeah, you got better.
You can stay there and go home if you like. Or you can come and get $5,000.
Wait, hey, hold on.
You got no place to go. Go where you're going.
You better give me $5,000 if I walk across the street.
Come on. Break out one of them umbrellas.
It ain't raining.
You're right. You know these guys? You ever seen these guys before? I'm like an agent for I get them talent and stuff. Hey, Christopher, Jack.
Hey, Harvey.
Hey, Claudette, Martinez. Chinese guy named Martinez. Go figure.
That guy was Chinese?
Yeah, his mother or something. But those guys, they run every bet place in this whole city, and that's what matters, because that's how you get paid. Hey, Mr. Wilson. Mr. Wilson. Mr. Wilson.
Harvey, I have to thank you so much for those Billy Joel tickets.
I'm so glad you enjoyed it. You look lovely tonight, ma'am. Did he do my favorite song, the Downtown Alexa thing? Okay. Hey.
What are you doing, Harvey?
Going.
No way. No way.
I gotta
way.
Go to 38th Street to get some juice. It's about to rain. Get in the car, drive. Get in the car, Z.
Huh?
I got an umbrella for you anyway. Come on, get in. And get rid of the box. You don't need that anymore.
Where are we going?
We're in a $100,000 Mercedes. That's where we're going.
Okay. So what happened to $5,000?
Skyscrapers tower above the neon signs of Times Square. Daytime, a downmarket part of town. A sign on the side of a brick building says, Hotel, rooms nightly, $89. There's a grimy staircase set between a newsagent's and a takeaway chicken restaurant. Inside a little bedroom, Sean reaches over from his single bed and picks his mobile off his bedside table. He reads a text message which says, From Harvey, 55th and 7th, 1 hour. Bare-chested and wearing grey jogging pants, Sean gets up and sits on the side of his bed. He rubs his face wearily as he wakes up. Now dressed in a white long-sleeved T-shirt and jeans, he ambles up to Harvey and Z, who are waiting outside his shop. A young guy does a backflip against a wall next to them.
Come on.
Thanks for showing.
I got your text, so here I am.
Yeah, you saw that or anything?
No, I'm cool.
Do me a favor. Go get me an orange soda or something.
So what goes on here?
Well, we're going to get you an opportunity. You want to fight, right?
I want to make money.
Okay, first thing, we got to make you presentable.
He takes off his jacket.
Put this on.
I don't want to wear your jacket.
Presentation is everything. Come on. It's about making money. I'm going to give you an opportunity. A real nice smile.
This thing don't even fit.
Where's my change?
It was $3.
You know I can get that for a dollar across the street.
Yeah, and you could have gotten it for 50 cents at the supermarket.
Comedians. Come on.
I don't. We're gonna make some money?
Yeah.
Harvey, in a short-sleeved shirt and gray slacks, peers across the road.
Yeah, I feel stupid.
A shaven-headed slim man is sitting in a chair across the street playing with a toy dog.
If they invite you over, tell them you can fight because you can, you know. Better yet, don't even say nothing to them. Let me do the talking, and I'll take care of everything.
Yo, Harvey, you want a stove?
Harvey crosses the street.
Hey, Christopher, you guys are still doing the fight stuff, right? I got a guy right here. Hey, Z, bring him over here. This kid right here is an incredible fighter. Jack, tell me, when was the last time you had a white guy that looked like this in one of your fights? And you did college and everything, right?
You went to college?
That is remarkable.
It's the real thing.
A white kid who went to college, that's amazing. How come I never heard of you?
Well, he's from...
No offense, but I've never heard of you either.
Jack cocks his head and glares at Sean.
Look, I'm sorry. You know, sometimes he's a wise ass, but he's... I'm not joking here.
I'll give him a peep.
Jack nods and steps away.
Yeah, I'll give him a peep. White boy went to college.
He gives Sean a frosty stare and moves off.
Thanks, Jack. Can I get my jacket back, please? Why are you go talking to him?
He asked me a question.
You gotta let me do the talking from now on, okay? Please.
Okay.
Please. You know, I'll beep you when he calls me. Come on.
Beep me?
Well, I paid you, text you, whatever.
Where are y'all going?
What, you lonely? You need a friend? We got things to do. We'll text you.
Harvey and Z head off round a corner, leaving Sean thinking to himself. A police car drives past and Sean winces. The street is jammed with buses, cars, taxis and lorries. Some people are crossing the road at the traffic lights. Later, Sean enters a petrol station washroom. He's now dressed in a white vest and dark trousers. He puts his mobile onto the top of the soap dispenser and bends down over the sink. He pours water onto his hands, rubs his face with it, and wets his hair. He shakes the water off his hands and opens up his mobile. A text message says, From Harvey, we got the fight, $5,000. He puts down the phone and stares at himself in the mirror with a sigh. Then Harvey's sitting in a pizza parlor watching a long-haired woman in the street who's haranguing passers-by.
What are you yelling about? You know, they used to sell shrugs in that building.
Well, that's okay, but now they've got men riding elevators to wash the windows.
Well, let them move on. It's okay.
And you take your life in your hands just crossing the street. There's so much demolition stuff all around. Look at it.
Harvey strolls out of the pizza parlor.
How are you? Hey, Giovanni, you got a refrigerator in there?
Last one, baby. Get it while it's hot. Baby, come and get one. I won't get one.
Sean approaches him.
Oh, come on over. They have money on you not making it.
So this thing's for real?
Yes, it's very real, very real.
$5,000?
Yeah, but minus cost. And be careful with those shoes there.
Minus what?
Cost. This is Alexander. Ray Alexander. Ray Sean. You roughed them up the other day, so they're going to ride in the front and drive, and you're going to be in the back of the
car. No, I'm driving. This is my car.
Well, it's a very nice car.
You know, if your boy wants to go, we can go.
Where's that car?
Come on, man. Like, I wasn't interested in no trouble with you, so just you need to relax, okay?
No trouble. Where's this hostility coming from? Text me again. I swear to God, I'm going to hurt you. You know, he keeps sending me these stupid little things, you know? It's costing me money.
Uh-huh.
Why am I sitting in the car and it ain't moving? Come on, these little texts you keep sending me are costing me a dollar a minute.
So wait, I'm gonna fight this guy and then what happens?
Well, we go in, you win, you get $5,000. You lose, you get nothing.
So we get paid tonight?
Yes, we will get paid. Keep asking me the same question.
All right,
Harvey. Nighttime, the car pulls up in a side street where several people have gathered.
So what, they got rules or something?
No, they don't like scared, okay? It's a church.
Yeah, if you kick them in the nuts, you win.
Right? Just Sydney up there.
Out the eyes, everything.
Come on. Come on, Z.
This is Brooklyn, huh?
Yeah. Hey there, Sydney.
Yeah,
how you doing?
Yeah. You're late.
Right.
We have to have this place cleaned up by the morning, so we hurry up.
Okay.
What's up? Well,
excuse me.
There you go. What you
gotta
do?
A bald-headed man shows them up the stairs.
Scratch, bite.
Thank you.
Yo, it smells like vodka and ass in here. You smell that?
Smell like pure vodka.
It's like a playground, but like bad. Filled with bad people. Fighter.
They enter a crowded room where a Russian man in a dark suit is addressing the gathering. Sean's opponent, a young dark-haired guy in a white tracksuit top, looks round at him.
You ready? Go make some money.
Sean glances at Harvey as he steps up to the suited Russian man. He takes off his hooded top, which he passes to Harvey but keeps on his white vest. The crowd parts as he moves into the center of the room. His opponent, in a gray vest and white jogging bottoms, glances at him without emotion. Suave-looking Jack is sitting at the edge of the room.
Hey, Jack. Harvey, you running on Caucasian people time, huh?
I'm running.
You're running?
Yeah.
Yeah, you keep running.
Sean and his opponent face each other and begin a staring contest. The Russian fighter nods coolly. Jack raises his glass.
Astrovia, brother.
Harvey nods resentfully. Sean glances at him, then raises his fists, and the two fighters start circling each other as the crowd shouts encouragement around them. The two fighters continue moving round each other. The Russian punches Sean in the face, sending him reeling backwards onto the floor. The Russian stands over him with a hint of a smile. Looking a little shocked, Sean gets back to his feet. The Russian puts his guard up. Sean feints a punch and gets hit by a barrage of counterpunches from his opponent. Sean ends up on the floor again. He glances at the crowd, looking a little stunned. Harvey looks on blankly. Sean gets up and faces his opponent. He's forced back by more quick punches and can do nothing except cover his face with his forearms. The Russian lands another right hook and again floors him. Harvey watches with a somber expression. Sean gets up. Alex and Ray shout encouragement. Sean dips his head and tries to get in close to grapple his opponent. The two men struggle furiously, trying to gain the upper hand. The Russian has his head buried in Sean's chest and thumps him repeatedly in the ribs. Sean drops to the ground, then stumbles as he tries to get to his feet. The crowd push him back in front of the Russian, who puts up his fists. Swaying from side to side, Sean barges the Russian into a porcelain water fountain in the wall. The Russian hits his head and lies on the floor, out cold. Sean stands over his opponent, staring down at him and breathing hard. In shock, Harvey looks round at the other spectators.
Excuse me. Hey, come here. It's over. Come on, have a seat. Don't smile at nobody. Just walk. Sit down. Watch yourselves. You got some tissue in your pocket. Anybody got tissue? Give him some tissue. He can fight, right?
I'm a water fountain.
Told you he can fight.
So you should both come to the club. He's gonna need a jacket. I gotta get out of here.
Give him your jacket.
I can't stand Brooklyn.
You tell Jack I know what I'm doing.
Harvey surveys the crowd, still looking stunned. He pats Sean on the back.
Yeah.
Harvey's speaking to bouncers outside a popular club.
No, special guest of this day, can you just see for me? Sorry, we're on the list. Will you let Renee know I'm on the list?
Nothing for two of you.
Harvey leads Sean through the crowded nightclub.
No, you look great. Back to the cold, motivational rules, no guidance, just violence and probational
hopes. Thinking my heart rises up. They enter a smarter upstairs room.
Just reserved for us right here. Binghamton's trying to hang out. Come here, have a drink.
A blonde-haired African-American woman says...
Can I introduce me to your friend?
Sean, this is Siobhan Dubai. Am I pronouncing that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good. Have a seat. Have a good seat.
Come here, where are you going? Yo, man. I heard you were great out there in Brooklyn today, man.
He's a winner. He's a real winner.
Yeah, look, I meant to say hi to you the other day in the street, but Harvey, I never know when anybody's anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think I saw you out there.
Yeah. You guys are just coming from dinner, right? Something like that, right? Yeah, listen, man, you ever want to dine, I'll take you to a place where we don't have to sit at a counter. You know what I'm saying? Sean, right?
Yeah, that's Sean? His name. Listen, it seems we're going to be working together, okay?
Yeah. You know, I heard he's already lined up to fight Big Boy over there,
Yeah, well, I was talking to him about
that. What is this, Harvey? $10,000? Well, no, you into this kind of stay.
Can he just rest for a minute? He just had a fight. You want some water?
Yeah.
Hold on,
can I get some water? Harvey, man, let me ask you something. You think you could beat Big Boy over there?
Do you think he can win?
Harvey, I wasn't asking you. I was asking your friend here in the nice blazer with the blonde. Can I do that?
Can you pardon me for a second?
Yeah. Yeah, Harvey, you gotta lose that real quick. Watch.
Sean rushes towards one of the waitresses.
Excuse me, Harry Potter book.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. Hey.
I knew I was gonna see you again. Like, I feel bad about that book. Like, you remember me? You remember me,
I
huh?
I remember you. Yeah.
Well, then... Oh, but hey, look, I just want to take you to dinner or something.
I'm good. Thank you.
Nah, I was thinking maybe something without a counter or something.
Oh, that's good. I like that, without a counter.
Nah, I just heard somebody say it up there.
Oh, you heard somebody say it? Okay.
Nah, look, I just feel bad about the book. I kind of want to make it up to you.
Hey.
Looking beautiful as usual.
Thank you.
I'm Sean.
Zulai.
That's pretty.
Thank you.
So I believe in fate, so...
I don't know.
What do you think?
Yeah, if I see you again, then we'll call it fate.
Okay.
Okay.
One more time.
Goodbye.
I'm counting on it.
Okay.
All right. Goodbye.
A man's being frog-marched out of the club.
Someone tell that idiot the whole place is filled with losers. Right, Harvey?
Harvey's talking to a group of bankers.
Hey, so we got another fight, huh?
Yeah, we are, but we're going to talk about it in a second. I'm going to meet you over there.
So they say 10,000, right?
10,000? That's like 100 hundreds.
There he is. Sean,
Jerry.
This is Jerry.
Nice to meet you.
This is Jim, and that's Joel right there, and these are their dates. But I'm going to meet you over there, and we're going to talk about everything.
Sean, you know, we lost a lot of money betting on your ass to get beat tonight.
Well, maybe you bet the right way next time.
Yeah. Well, what's the right way to bet? Because, you know, I wipe my ass with 100 hundreds.
Come on. Hey, just have a seat. I'll be over there in a second. Come on, Jake.
Sean sits next to the blonde-haired woman on a red corner sofa. A shaven-headed, sharply-dressed African-American man leads a group into the club and sits beside the woman.
Excuse me, what's your name?
Yeah, Evan Haley, right?
Yeah, and you're wearing contacts.
Holy shit. Sean McArthur. I'm sorry, man. Is this your girl?
No.
So what brings you to New York, man?
Martinez. How you doing, man?
Oh, how are you, brother? I know who you are, brother. You have to excuse me for a second. I'm bugging out a little bit right now.
Yeah, y'all two know each other?
I know who you are.
Martinez glares at his girlfriend, who goes off in a huff.
Yeah, we know each other. I used to wrestle for Sean's father back in Birmingham, Alabama. So how is your father?
I'm sure he's fine.
Yeah?
No, I'm gonna let y'all have a good night, okay? I'm gonna go ahead and get out of here.
Hey, come on, man. Relax, brother. Come on, sit down.
Hey, don't touch me.
Oh, don't touch. You know what? You worried about your jacket? Huh? If that's the problem, I'll buy you a new one. How's that?
There you go. I don't need your jacket.
No?
Hey, is everything okay over here?
Javi, these two guys are old friends, man. Evan just put off to buy him a new jacket.
I said I didn't need a jacket.
Come on, Sean. Look, you guys, I'm Harvey Borden.
Harvey Borden, go wash my car.
Evans flung his napkin at Harvey.
You know, somebody might hurt you for doing something like that.
That's somebody gonna be you?
Evans studies Harvey with a raised eyebrow, and there's an uneasy silence during the standoff.
Come on, let's go.
Harvey gives Evan a lingering stare.
You should go, Harvey.
Hey, Batman.
Martinez has a goatee beard, dark hair, and a weathered face.
Yeah, Harvey, you can go now.
Neolithic-looking idiot always saying my damn name. My daddy used to tell me nothing good happens after 10 p.m. It's got to be damn near 2 o'clock now, right? You knew that guy, huh?
Yeah, he used to wrestle for my dad's team.
Really?
You know? I'm gonna go, okay?
Well, where you going?
Well, you need a friend now?
What?
I'm just gonna go for a walk.
Harvey watches Sean with an expression of mild surprise. Sean glances back at him but continues walking.
Okay.
Harvey turns and heads in the opposite direction. In the empty bar at the club, Zulai's putting clean tea light holders on the tables. She's a pretty, petite young woman of Colombian appearance with dark brown hair and a ponytail, and she's wearing a black blouse.
Good night.
The outside of the club is whitewashed brick. There are some decorative bushes in front of it and a dark awning above its black doors. Sean's standing in front of the neighbouring building with his arms folded, looking cold. Zulai comes out of the club. She marches up to the edge of the pavement and puts up her hand to hail a cab.
Zulai? Like Zulai?
Yeah, that's
it. Say that right?
You did.
I figured I'd take fate into my own hands, you know?
And you did? I have to go. Nice seeing you, Sean.
Oh, you called me Sean. That's cool. Hey, make sure she gets home okay. All right?
Thank you. Thank you, Sean.
Uh-oh, use it again. My name. Good. Good night.
The taxi moves away. Sean turns and looks down at the pavement thoughtfully, then heads off down the street with his hands stuffed in his pockets. Daytime. The office blocks and skyscrapers tower over the edge of Central Park. Sean, in his denim jacket, hooded top and jeans, is sitting on a park bench in the corner of a children's playground. His arms are crossed and his head is bowed. He's fast asleep. Harvey, in a dark check shirt, dark trousers and a grey jacket, approaches the back of the bench with his briefcase in one hand and a bread roll in the other.
King Arthur, it's Merlin.
Hey, man. What you doing here?
That's what I was gonna ask you.
What time is it?
You fell asleep on the bench. You look like a crackhead.
I just sat down for a second and, I can't believe you just saw me sleeping. I just sat down just for a minute, and I don't know. I just kind of went to. I can't believe it.
I got an extra room at my place. You can stay there.
Hey, look, I'm okay.
No, you're not okay.
I was just about to go to a hotel, man.
Yeah, 7 o'clock in the morning. They don't even check you in until 1 o'clock. You don't have to stay at a hotel. I got a place right around the corner. But you can stay there until you find another place.
All right, look, I'm gonna pay you.
Yeah, you're gonna pay me back for sure. Come on, grab your stuff. If somebody saw you sleeping out here, you know what they'd think? We wouldn't make no more money. Nothing's free in this world.
I just was there for a minute or two.
Well, you're in deep with Harvey Borden now, so we're gonna work it out. You wipe your feet on that carpet right there. I'll shut the door. Okay, so here we are. Fresh paint job, new lamps? It's all right for now, yeah?
No, yeah.
Well, for now, at least. But anyway, here's your area. That's a teleostropedic. I got that new. You like Broadway? You know?
Yeah.
Because I got tickets, you know, like Legally Blonde and Wicked. Wicked's a very good one. I don't go too often, but when I do, I go and see that one.
Is that you?
Yeah, don't mind those. That's me, Jack, and Martinez, you know. But we were going to be these moguls, you know. We used to sell tickets at the Garden when we first got here.
So you ain't from here either?
You kidding me? I'm from a place with some culture, Chicago, you know. But I guess you got your own story too, right?
You left your suitcase out here.
Harvey comes out of the bedroom and picks it up.
It's got gold in there?
Well, my father used to always say, stay business ready for business.
Sean sits on the sofa.
So you got a plan or something? You know, like a big plan with this fight stuff?
Yeah, I didn't travel all the way to New York just to be some hustler. Figured I'd save up some cash, play some professional ball, open up an IHOP, you know, with an office in it and my name on the door.
With like an international house of pancakes?
Yeah, it turns out all I ever was a two-bit hustler, you know? Guess that's not so bad, right?
Well, by definition, that's just somebody who can't win that wins. We just won. I'm just saying, you know, if that's...
Get you some rest, Sean MacArthur. Go to sleep. We got a big fight coming up.
Sean looks thoughtful as he sits back in the old sofa. Nighttime. A silver train pulls into a station. Harvey, Sean, and Z get out of the train and head down a covered staircase towards the street level.
It's 10,000, right? Yep.
Harvey unfolds a piece of paper and they reach the bottom of the stairs.
No, this is wrong, right?
There's a rundown corner shop which two punky-looking women are standing outside with bulldogs at their feet.
Like we're here.
Alex and Ray are waiting in a nearby car.
Yeah. Look at this, though. You bet they won't complain about somebody putting up new buildings around here. Come on, you guys, get in.
It took you long enough, man. These guys waiting on you.
They enter the shop.
Sean, you ready to get your ass bust?
It's when you take me off, yes, what's up?
Hello, lady. This is what I'm talking about.
Oh, what's up, girls?
Yeah. Come on, man. How you doing? This is cute, yo.
Several casually dressed women are leaning against the shelves, giving the group surly looks as they head past.
You're cute. Why you got a mad face? Don't smile on your face. What am I for?
Harvey stands in a doorway at the back of the shop.
I wonder why I don't come to the Bronx at all.
He steps into a graffiti-covered alleyway where a large crowd has already gathered. Martinez is standing talking to the two bankers from the club. Sean enters the alley stony-faced. There's a guy covered in tattoos, and a gang of young men are greeting each other nearby. Sean slowly surveys the rest of the crowd, where there's lots of biker jackets, bandanas, and chunky jewelry. He swallows hard, then looks towards the end of the alley where there's a long flight of steps. A giant bald-headed man is sitting halfway up it. Jack and Christopher are standing further up. The bald-headed guy, who has a thin goatee beard and wears a leather waistcoat over a black t-shirt and leather trousers, frowns at Sean. His forearms are covered in tattoos and thick jewelry.
Now you know this kid, right?
Yeah, man, he's a big dude. Don't get too close. Yeah, thanks for that.
Sean takes off his hooded top. The bald guy continues staring at him, then gets up and makes his way slowly down the steps.
There you go, there comes the king.
He removes a heavy silver bracelet from his wrist, then takes off his waistcoat. Harvey moves around the crowd looking a little worried. Sean makes his way up the alleyway with his head bowed. The bald man reaches the bottom of the steps and passes his waistcoat and jewelry to a bystander. The two fighters face each other. The big guy bobs up and down with his fists raised as he shuffles towards Sean, who maintains his distance by edging backwards. Surrounded on either side by the baying crowds, the two men are both ducking and weaving with fists raised. The bald guy lands a few swift punches, but Sean steps back. Concentrating hard, Sean evades his opponent. As the bald guy lunges, Sean gets a punch through his guard and floors him. Sean stands over the giant, who's on all fours. Alex looks shocked. The bald guy tries to get up. Sean kicks him back to the ground. He climbs onto him and sits on his stomach. He punches the bald guy in the face, but the big man grabs Sean by the neck and flips him over so that he's now on top of Sean. The burly fighter gets his tattooed arm around Sean's neck and holds him in a headlock. Alex yells at Sean. Sean struggles to wrench himself free of the headlock, but he can't prise the man's enormous arm from around his neck. Sean seems unable to free himself. Alex watches with concern as Sean appears to be losing. Alex leans in and kicks the bald guy in the back of the head. A member of the crowd grabs Alex. The giant lets go of Sean. He lunges at Alex and they stumble into the back of the shop. Ray spills a young woman's drink amidst the commotion and she looks horrified. Alex and Sean continue to fight the bald guy, crashing into shelves. The woman fires a pistol at Ray and the shot hits his ear. Harvey's grabbed the girl's gun and hustles his group out of the shop and into the waiting car. Harvey gets in last and dumps the gun in a puddle. The car speeds off just as a procession of young men come rushing out of the store in pursuit. They line up in the street and watch the car disappear down the road. Later, Harvey's waiting behind a white-painted brick building. Sean, Z, and Alex file down some steps beside him.
He's okay, right?
Yeah, his hair's a little messed up, but he's all right.
He didn't... Did he say it was a dog? You know, he didn't fill out no police report or nothing. Like, yeah, a dog.
How?
Can you call him?
Yeah. Nobody's getting paid.
I'm going inside. Just put some ice on the hand.
Gotcha.
It was a good fight, man.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, all right.
Sean remains next to Harvey.
We really ain't getting paid.
We ain't got nothing because of them damn maniacs in the Bronx.
I really need money, you know? Really.
Look, I'm gonna work something out, okay?
Sean nods and bows his head.
Okay.
Daytime. Sean's sitting outside the club. Zulai pulls up in a blue estate car nearby. An elderly woman's beside her, and there's a little girl in the back.
I'm reminding you because you forget a lot of things.
Take it
easy,
lady. Okay. Let me go.
Okay.
Let me go.
You relax. Sure you know how to get home safe?
You're making me excited. I know how to drive better than you. You know that.
Okay.
You know better than
me. Bye.
Oh, my goodness. What kind of lady?
Be good, Lila.
Sean approaches Zulai with a smile.
Oh, my God.
Huh? Yeah, the funny thing is, keep meeting like this. Are you going into work now?
Yeah, what are you doing here?
I was just walking by, you know, for the past 2 hours, hoping you'd show up.
Oh, stalking? Okay.
No, I just want to see if you want to come get something to eat with me.
I have to work. I have 20
just
minutes.
Just like, yeah, 20 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
You're the first one here anyway. Come on. Remember, I've been here for a while, so you want to go? Yeah.
I have to be back, though, because I work here.
I'll get you back. Come on.
20 minutes.
20 minutes. Look, you don't have to go if you don't want to go.
20 minutes.
Okay, let's go.
Yes. 20 minutes.
My boss
calls me. Okay, let's go. Thank you. Okay.
They sit down at an outside table at a diner.
I'll get you some sparkling water, okay? Okay, thanks. Is that good?
Yeah, no, that's good. That's.
So, is this okay for you?
No, this is good. This is good.
It's good? Okay.
I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to eat.
I think I'm just going to have the calamari. Okay.
You know, I ain't that hungry.
All right.
You're not hungry?
Nah, not really. Thank you, though. No, I'm good. So that little girl in the car, that was your daughter?
Yeah.
She seemed sweet. I saw the way she was looking at you.
Yeah, she's...
What? I'm sorry. This is a big, big thing coming down the road.
Why is him?
That's a lot of bunnies right there. You want one of them things?
No.
You know, I'm gonna go get you one of those.
No. He's really gonna go get one.
Excuse me, sir. Can I get one of these bunnies?
You got it right on, my man.
How much are they?
$5.
$5? There you go. Thank you very much, sir. You have a good day, okay?
You too.
Excuse me.
He jogs back up to the table, proudly clutching the toy rabbit.
Pink money.
Thank you.
You didn't want that thing, did you?
My daughter's gonna love this. She thinks the guy that is from outer space or something.
So what's her name?
Lila.
Lila? That's a good name.
Oh, that must be my boss. I can't stay. I can't be late for work again. So.
Will you just order?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm late.
This is our date. This is our date. Don't even worry about it. I'll wait for the check.
Date?
Yes, date.
Date. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
well.
Get out of here. Don't be late.
See you later.
Okay.
Well,
you're in a rush always.
Sorry, I know.
She heads off down the street. Sean sits back down at the table. The waitress brings the food.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Then Sean re-enters Harvey's apartment with his hands stuffed into the pockets of his hooded top. He shuffles towards Harvey's bedroom, which is dark, and Harvey's asleep in his bed. Sean stands in the doorway and switches on the light.
Harvey. What the hell is wrong with you?
What is this? What happened to the whole, I don't know, be ready for business, business ready thing, huh?
When I'm not being chased out of the damn Bronx, trying to hustle up you some money, I'll be a little more alert.
That ain't my fault.
In fact, they actually want you for another fight this Friday. You up for that?
Yeah. How'd you do that?
Well, I told you, I got my connections, you know? It wasn't easy either.
How much this time?
Well, that's what I want to talk to you about, but give me a second. I need to put my clothes on.
Sean shakes his head, turns his back, and chuckles.
It's about this guy you're about to go up against. You know, I know you're a tough guy and everything, Sean, but you're not going to beat him. What he's going
to... I can handle myself.
I know you can. That's why when he puts you in the choke move, you're going to go to sleep. It's that easy.
What are you saying?
I think you know what I'm saying.
No, I don't know what you're saying. It sounds like you're saying you want me to throw it.
Well... whatever you want to call it, you know? But we're going to make some money, not like up in the Bronx when you complaining about that whole thing, right?
No, I'm not losing.
I know you're not going to lose. You're going to do what I'm telling you to do.
And I appreciate everything you did for me. But, you know, the only way I'm going to lose is if somebody beats me.
Okay, then, whatever. Let them beat you.
Harvey's peering into his fridge.
I'm serious. Martinez came up to me and he said, you know, hey, if you don't want to win with me, that's, you know, that's fine. I don't know.
What? You and Martinez, what?
What? You mean what? I
want to hear what, you know, you said Martinez.
I didn't say I was going to do anything.
No, I want to know what you're going to do, because, I mean, here I'm trying to talk to you about making you some money. And, you know, nobody made anything up in the Bronx, right?
I know that. I understand. I know.
And you're going to threaten me now, right?
I'm not threatening
you're
you.
You're not threatening me?
No.
I take you off of a park bench, and you're going to threaten me in my house?
Harvey, I ain't threatening you.
No, I know you're not threatening me, because you know why? Because you're going to get out of my house now, Sean.
Look, hold on. I'm sorry, okay?
No. Get out of my house. Grab your garbage and go, okay?
Sean stares at Harvey a moment, then nods.
Okay.
Harvey watches him, looking troubled. Then Sean's sitting halfway down the stone steps in front of the entrance to the terraced townhouse. It's a sunny day and the steps are dappled with sunlight shining through the branches of a large tree in front of the building. Harvey, dressed in light brown trousers, a white t-shirt and beige cardigan, sits next to Sean, who just stares down at the street.
Hey there, Miss Florence.
A little dog's being led along the pavement below them.
Dog's got a demon in it.
Demons. You know, I gave you a place to stay, Sean, because that's what you needed. It was a place to stay. It didn't have any of this other stuff.
I understand that.
You saw that picture I showed you of Martinez and Jack and me?
I didn't say I was going to go with him.
I had a whole lot then, Sean. He broke my leg for $100. That's crazy, right? $100.
All I'm saying is I wanted to win.
That's it. That's all I wanted.
It's funny. You lose one step in this game, and everybody leaves you. At one point, there was a whole lot of people that would put a whole lot of money on me.
Harvey glances around thoughtfully. Sean stares at the ground.
You really think you can beat this kid, huh? Here is fierce, you know. Because if you lose, you get nothing. You win, you get $30,000.
Sean just stares forwards into the street. Harvey looks up at the sky with a frown. He starts nodding to himself.
Okay. Okay, we'll do it.
Then on the wall at the end of a corridor is a religious-themed relief sculpture. Round the corner, there is more fine art on the walls and a series of doorways. A tall Oriental woman is standing in one. An Oriental man in a dark suit comes through another and leads Harvey, Sean and the gang along the red carpet. Sean has a determined look on his face and wears a light grey-coloured shirt. Harvey looks round at the women in the doorways. His face is sweaty and he appears on edge.
Hi.
Z lingers in front of the tall woman.
Hey, sweetie.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
So what are you doing here?
Waiting for you the whole time.
It's a man, bro.
You're a man?
Oh, hell no.
The tall woman flicks her hair and watches as the group is led into a richly appointed room. The black walls are elaborately decorated with a swirling design in gold relief, and there are Baroque-style sofas and armchairs set out on the edge of the room. Harvey sits on a red and gold sofa next to Martinez, who leans forward in his seat with a grumpy expression. Harvey looks across at Jack and Christopher, who are sitting on another sofa, both smartly dressed. They both give him lukewarm smiles. Sean glances at several hostesses, and through a doorway, a Chinese businessman at a gambling table. Alex sits on the arm of the sofa next to Harvey, while Ray and Z lean on the edge of an ornate black and gold dresser. Sean takes off his shirt.
Z, fold this up.
Harvey passes the shirt to Alex, who snatches it disdainfully. Then Sean bows his head as an elderly Oriental-looking man is led into the room by a younger dark-haired woman in a burgundy dress. Behind them, more Asian businessmen enter. Sean shifts his weight from one foot to the other. He wiggles his shoulders slightly as if trying to keep himself loose. The elderly man is now sitting next to Jack in one of the ornate chairs.
Harvey, you know you got no business in a place like this, right?
His face beaded with sweat, Harvey watches as Sean's opponent saunters into the room. The young Chinese man is shorter than Sean, stocky with dark hair and a black V-neck T-shirt and trousers. He stands in front of the American with an unflinching gaze. Sean glances round at Harvey with a hint of nerves. Harvey's eyes dart around the room. The Chinese fighter bows at the old man, then takes a few steps into the middle of the room and stands in front of Sean to begin. Sean puts up his guard. The Chinese man kicks him swiftly on the chin and gives him a grim little smile. The Chinese man kicks Sean in the thigh, strikes him in the face and kicks him in the side. Sean recovers quickly and keeps his guard up. His opponent lunges at him and delivers a powerful punch to the face. Sean reels backwards. Martinez grins. Harvey looks uncomfortable. Jack and Christopher watch impassively. More flying kicks from his opponent and Sean's on the floor. He quickly gets up and steps back in. The Chinese guy kicks out, but Sean grabs his leg and shoves him against a pillar. The Chinese guy knees him in the ribs, then Sean picks him up, spins him round, and slams him down onto the marble floor on his back. Sean punches him in the face, but his opponent kicks out and sends Sean crashing onto his back. He gets up and is immediately floored again by a crunching scissor kick. Harvey looks on somberly. The two men get up and exchange punches. Then Sean puts his arms in front of his face as the Chinese fighter delivers a powerful roundhouse kick, sending Sean sprawling. The American looks dazed and disorientated. His opponent smiles coolly and nods his head. Sean tries to get up, but his rival jumps at him and knees him in the face, then taps away his arm as he tries to get up again. The Chinese guy raises his leg for a knockout kick, but Sean grabs him and they wrestle on the floor. Sean's kneeling over him, trying to get him into a hold, and the Chinese guy has his legs wrapped around Sean's neck. Sean's face is contorting with pain. He shuffles round in a circular motion, trying to free himself.
Pick his ass up,
with enormous effort, Sean lifts the Chinese guy up and slams him back down on the floor on his back. Then he quickly gets onto the floor behind his opponent and gets him into a chokehold. Martinez now gives a sour-faced glance at Harvey as the two fighters grimace. Suddenly, the Chinese fighter's face relaxes and his body goes limp. The assorted onlookers watch impassively. Alex stands over Sean.
Get up! Sean, get up!
We won!
We won! Thank you, we won! Get up! Yeah!
No more deliveries tonight, man.
Yes,
it's over.
You
know
what I'm saying? I got knocked out, man. Yeah! What, baby? That's us! What? What, y'all saw that? Y'all saw that? That's us! Yeah, baby! Out, baby!
Wow. Looks like Harvey's got a winner.
That's us, baby. We all won.
It's raining outside the club. Harvey, Sean, and the posse are in the back of a limo, which pulls up at its entrance.
You put the works on Bruce Lee, old man. I gotta give it to you.
Yeah, my God.
Come on, Harvey. Come on, Harvey. Let's get a drink. Harvey. Come on. You ain't gonna have one?
No, I don't want to go. It's your night. Have a good night.
Man, it's raining. Come on.
I'm gonna go home and count my money. Leave me alone.
All right, Grandpa.
Harvey presses the button and the window winds down.
Don't get in no trouble. I'm serious, though.
Come on, serious. Come in, just have one.
I ain't got nothing. Go. Thanks for the night.
Harvey chuckles as Sean tips the doorman and gets let through.
Thanks.
Sean bends down and fiddles with his sock. Evan comes out of the club with his group and stands over Sean.
Oh, please tell me you're not still putting money in your sock. What's your father used to call that? Oh. Niggerish, that's what it was, right?
Sean just glares at Evan.
So this is who you're hanging out with these days, Sean? These your boys? I saw you step out your fancy stretch limousine there. Would y'all pass around a hat to get that? Pick up a collection? You know, the only enjoyment I got back in college, Sean, was watching your asshole father humiliate your shit all over the place.
Really?
Well, until your bitch ass cold clocked in front of the whole gym.
Sean shoves Evan. The two groups struggle to part the two men, but Evan punches Sean in the face.
Yo, come on!
I'm right here!
That's right.
Hey, Dad, do something. Sean, I'm right here!
Sean, look at me!
Like your bitch ass dad?
Sean, what are you doing? Come
on, man. I ain't your father.
That's right.
Cool. I'll see you around.
Zulai is now standing in front of Sean.
Let's get out of here.
They approach the entrance to a modest apartment building.
It's ridiculous. I can't stand them.
The grey door to her apartment has a rent overdue letter stuck to it.
Oh, I always see this thing out late.
She unlocks and opens the door.
This guy's always putting these notes on people's doors. It's not late, though. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
I hit you with the door. So, this is my living room.
I have to go and check on Lila, so have a seat. It's nice, right?
Oh, it's really nice.
Thank you.
Big TV.
It is, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He sits on a sofa in the small lounge. Zulai leaves and a white-haired lady in a flowery dressing gown enters. Sean stands.
I'm Sean. I'm Zulai's friend. She brought me over to,
Zulai. What happened?
This is Sean.
I don't care who is it. I care why you bring anybody at this time of the house. They look like a criminal.
I know.
Remember,
You're not supposed to bring nobody at this time of the house. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. Don't do that to me anymore, okay?
Okay?
Please, don't say por favor. I don't want to hear nobody in the house this time. Take this guy away.
Hi. What are you doing up this late? What's that?
My pink bunny.
Sorry, what are you doing up?
My grandma thinks he killed someone.
He didn't kill somebody. I'm sorry.
Why are you leaving? I want to see the scary.
Grandma re-enters the lounge.
I heard my granddaughter gonna cook for you. I'm gonna do it. But soon you eat. Please, you gotta go, okay?
Yes, ma'am, I'm sorry.
Please,
Abuela,
look at the way you are.
It's
look at you.
I'm sorry.
Look
actually, you know what?
Look.
I need some
Watch
bread.
Him.
I'm gonna fix it for him.
I'm gonna take a needle and do some job. That way, he don't go to the street like that. You don't feel bad?
I do.
We kind of end it like that in the street.
Thank you so much for the.
This way, come on. No.
Gracias por la comida.
Abuela. Sean has something he wants to tell you.
What?
Gracias por la comida.
I don't understand what you talk. Talk English, Spanish. Yo parlo italiano if you want to parlo italiano, okay?
Okay.
She's wide awake.
This is going good. I don't know. So, hey, that notice that was on your door. Everything all right? Like if you know, if you need anything.
At the kitchen table, Zulai is staring at her food.
You should let me know.
So, that guy Evan from the club? You know him?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I know. How do you know?
Well, I don't. I just, people were talking about him at the club all night. I guess he's a pro or something. What does he fight?
Yeah,
a boxer?
I mean, a couple, you know, the guys at the club or whatever, we just came back from this. You know, it's not a professional thing, but out in, like, you know, Korea land, we just came from a fight, too. You know, it went pretty well.
So you're a fighter?
No, I mean, yeah, but not professional, just, you know. I don't know, I got this guy's agent, coach sort of things. I mean, it's been going pretty good, though.
Her head cocked to one side, Zulai studies Sean's face.
What?
They both look away and start to giggle self-consciously. They regain their composure and gaze at each other.
Yeah.
So how do you know all those guys at the club?
I don't. I don't even know your name, really. What's your name? Your last name.
MacArthur.
Sean MacArthur. Like a knight. I like it.
Sean bows his head, then looks back at her.
What are you thinking about?
A cheeky smile grows across Sean's face, and Zulai bites her lip.
So?
What was that?
I can fix this for you.
Hmm?
I want to fix this for you.
Yeah, so bad.
Mm-hmm.
You want to fix it?
Mm-hmm.
I want to kiss you.
Her lips part slightly and she gives him a flirtatious smile.
Come on.
Then they're sitting on the staircase outside the apartment.
Why are you shaking?
Because I lied about being able to sew.
You lied. It looks like you're doing a good job.
Look at that mess. Wow, I am shaking.
I can represent. Are you thinking? Make a wish.
Zulai shuts her eyes, then opens them and looks at Sean.
You got mine, you got yours?
Mm-hmm. I do.
They're about to kiss, but Grandma enters the stairwell.
Excuse me. You gotta go.
Sorry, I know.
Enough is enough. Please go.
Yes, ma'am.
I believe it's enough for today. You give me another 2 hours today. Don't be sorry. No second. Come in. You come in.
Thank you so much, Miss
Velez. I'm not Miss Velez. I'm Miss Guzman.
Okay?
And you gotta go.
Give me 1 second to say bye, please.
Oh, my goodness. You give me so much trouble in the day.
No, I could... Oh, yeah, she could have come a little bit later, that's for sure. That would have been nice. Okay, so...
Sean gets into the lift.
Okay, so...
Good night, yeah.
I'm gonna see you again?
Yep. Yeah.
When?
The lift doors close. Zulai moves away from the lift, then Sean enters Harvey's apartment. Harvey's sitting on the sofa.
Are you sleeping?
You can sleep with all that banging up there.
Told you we'd win, huh? Yeah. Did you get our money?
Right at it, huh?
Yes, sir. Look, I know we already had a fight, but any word on another one? I just want to make sure we're capitalizing on everything we got going on here.
Well, I told you, if you like, you know, anything I got, the tickets, the hats, the sneakers, you can sell those until I get you another fight, if that's what you want to do. Go ahead, turn around.
Huh?
You want to get paid, right?
Go ahead, man. Get it. I ain't going to rob you.
Yeah, I know you're not going to rob me because you're going to turn around.
After the night, you don't trust me? Okay, fine. I'm turning around.
This is me, all right?
Turned around. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm turning around. Go.
Harvey moves around the lounge, picking up various objects and rattling them.
I was with this girl from the club tonight.
Keep looking and you're going to be with her now. You can turn around now.
Harvey's opened a little box on a side table. Sean turns and looks pleased.
No, she's got a daughter. She's kind of having a little trouble with the rent, I think, and I kind of wanted to help her. Stop smiling at me. I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, I bet.
Why wouldn't I help her then?
Beyond the kid and the need the money.
Why you got to break everything down? That's your problem, man. You don't trust nobody.
There you go.
I'll never trust you. You and your suitcase.
My suitcase.
Yeah, your suitcase don't trust nobody either. It's $10,000 right here.
Yeah. Nice, isn't it?
I was right, wasn't I? Look, we shouldn't be selling tickets and sneakers no more. I'm telling you, this is what we're doing right now.
So, this girl, she works over at the Marquee.
Yeah, you lie. She's nice, man.
Zulai. Yeah. Okay.
Harvey looks a little thoughtful and stands up.
Get you some rest, all right?
It's $10,000, right?
Yeah. Get you some rest, all right?
Zulai's at a computer in her flat. She types Sean MacArthur into the search engine. Results come up, such as Sean MacArthur suspended for brawl with father during tournament, and state champion Evan Haley defeats Sean MacArthur by disqualification. She brings up a newspaper article headed Coach MacArthur and Son in Happier Times. She clicks on a link marked Troubled Relationship, then clicks on Evan Haley and reads an article entitled Coach MacArthur Helps Haley to Championship. Then Sean, Z, Alex and Ray are sitting next to each other in a messy little lounge. Ray's looking at something on his computer.
Yo, check this out, yo.
Check what out? This dirty-ass crib you got?
Oh, funny.
Your man Y is laying around, man. Come on,
right? The last time you cleaned this shit.
Shut up, bro. I'm about to kick you out. Evan Haley, KO's Richards. Is your man from the club?
This dude's corny.
Nah, check it. Nah. A dude like this, man, you gotta take serious, man.
Yeah, look how he punches.
It look like he punching like a girl, but those punches hurt, man.
That's your man, Sean.
Who is that?
That's that dude from the club, bro. Nah, man, he's the real deal. Yo, Sean, no disrespect, man. He's fighting for real money and real venues. Sean over here bullshitting with us.
Footage is shown of Evan during a fight in a shadowy boxing gym. He's got his opponent on the floor of the ring and is pounding him viciously as the referee tries to restrain him and stop the fight. Evan throws up his arms in victory, then climbs on the ropes to acknowledge the small but jubilant crowd of men. He then stares wildly at his defeated opponent. Meanwhile, in Times Square, there are huge billboards advertising the Broadway shows. Above the skyscrapers and office blocks of Manhattan Island, the sky is coloured in the muted pinks and greys of dusk. Dressed in a white shirt and grey jacket and trousers, Harvey enters a small gifts shop. He's carrying his briefcase and looking a little tense. The shop assistant at the back of the shop smiles at him.
Oh, look at you, Harvey.
You know, you've been doing that for some time now.
He knocks on a hidden door in the black and white striped wall, then opens it. Jack's office is behind it. Christopher goes to the door. Jack is speaking to Martinez at his desk.
It's called bipolar, manic depressive. Oh,
yeah.
Where? Oh, my God. Harvey, come in. Sit down. Come in. We were just talking about you. Come in. Special occasion. You got the suit broke out. Yeah.
Nice suit.
Jacket, at least.
Right. Looks nice.
Beautiful. You're looking good.
Not bad, Harvey.
Listen, I didn't come here, you know, to take up a whole lot of your time. I'm just here to tell you that if you got something for Sean...
Well, look at Sean's... Harvey. He's like a little kid. He's very excited, like he has a secret to... share with us. What's the secret, Harvey?
I'm just saying, if you got something for us, we're ready to go. You know, he's the biggest draw in this town, and if you're ready for something, we're ready for it.
Wow. It must be very hard for you to come in here and grovel in front of all of us here, especially Martinez.
You know, Jack, I don't have to stay here and take this from you.
Guess what, Harvey? We were talking about you, and we said that maybe we should put your man in one of our fights. A big fight. $100,000 to the winner, Harvey.
Oh, ho, ho. Harvey's excited, huh, Harvey?
You excited, Harvey?
$100,000.
Evan Haley's gonna rock your boy's world.
Oh, time out. He couldn't wait to tell you that one, right? See, this is the way it's gonna be. Evan Haley versus Sean. And we're going to play up this whole thing about how they went to the same school. You know, the education rivalry.
A rivalry for education.
Harvey sticks his tongue out slightly as he thinks.
Okay.
I know. As soon as we get the word out that your phone's just going to ring off the hook and let both of you know.
With a slight nod, Harvey continues to ponder this as he moves back through the gift shop and out onto the pavement outside. He looks a little dumbfounded, standing in front of the shop, taking it all in. Martinez strolls out of the shop too.
Harvey, you sure you're ready for this, Harvey?
Can't help but keep calling my name, huh?
I know, Harvey, maybe I'm stupid, you know? But I'm not stupid enough to think that Sean's gonna win this. That's stupid,
really?
Harvey, yeah, really.
Yeah. You just don't know how good he is, you know?
Yeah, I do. That's why I got Evan. And the loser gets shit, Harvey. And you still get shit.
With a cursory little wave, Martinez strolls away, leaving Harvey again thinking to himself. He re-enters his flat, Sean sitting on the sofa in front of a washing basket, folding up his laundry.
We need to take a walk and talk for a second.
Okay.
So you gonna tell me?
Well, I got you another fight.
Yeah? How much?
$100,000.
What?
Yeah. What? Yeah, they want us to fight Evan Haley. He's your opponent.
Great.
Harvey glances at Sean and rubs his chin thoughtfully.
I'm taking all my money and I'm placing it against us.
You ain't got no money.
You have any idea how much money I can raise for something like this?
Then raise it and put it on us to win.
People like a guarantee, Sean.
Then guarantee it.
You saw Jerry. Those Wall Street guys, even Martinez would get in on this. We're talking real money.
No, you're talking about money.
No, come on, Sean. What do you think? There's a trophy involved in all of this? Nobody cares about it.
And if we lose, you know we get nothing. You get that, right? What? Come on, Sean.
You think I don't understand that I'm nothing? I'm nothing. I get it. I ain't worth nothing.
Nobody said anything like that. I mean, come
all
on.
All I'm saying is I don't want to lose. That's all I'm saying is I don't want to lose.
I'm telling you, Sean.
Look, I know it sounds stupid to you. It's stupid. But that's what I don't want it. I don't want to do it, so I won't. Okay?
Cut all that stuff, man. Listen to me.
I mean it. Listen.
I'm talking to you. Are you going to hit me?
No,
you think I'm your father or something? That's what you're going to do? You're going to slap me around like I'm your father, huh? Okay, I get it. You think I don't know who you are, Sean?
What?
I know all about you. I said, can the moral garbage with me, Sean. It don't work here.
Harvey, you don't ever talk about my father, okay?
You gonna hit me?
You don't ever talk about my father.
Later in her apartment, Zulai, in a mint green t-shirt and jeans, is towel drying her wet hair over the kitchen sink. She moves to the front door and looks through the peephole. She opens the door and gives Sean a broad smile.
Hey. So you came back?
Nah, you know me, the stalker.
Oh, you caught me taking a shower? So what are you doing here?
Nothing, I was just, I don't know, just kind of wanted to see you.
Okay, well, come in. My grandmother has Lila, so come in.
Sean enters the flat and takes off his hooded top.
I know it's really hot in here, so if you want, just grab a seat, and I'll be right back.
Hey, listen, look, I made some money, and I kind of wanted to help you with the notice that I saw on the door the other day.
Yeah, that's sweet, but...
No, look, for Lila.
No, I don't need it.
Wait, no, listen, hold on, just for Lila, because hold on a second, just please, listen. I don't know what I'm trying to say. This is the last thing I wanted to do is upset you. All I wanted...
You came in here offering me money.
Just don't... Look, it's no big deal, okay? I don't know how to...
She turns her head away as if trying to gather herself. She licks her lips slightly as she thinks. Sean leans down and kisses her strongly. His hand wanders down to the bottom of her t-shirt, but she grabs it. He kisses her neck. She clings to his shoulders. He holds her neck gently, and they exchange a few tender kisses. He starts to pull up the back of her t-shirt. She grabs his shirt, and they lie down on a bed. He gives her several soft kisses. He's pulling at her t-shirt. Again, she pushes his hand away. Then they're holding hands tightly as they continue kissing. Later, a mobile phone on a bedroom dressing table says 2 missed calls from Harvey.
What?
Your hair smells good.
Thank you. You know when you wash your hair in the sink, they call it a Puerto Rican shower? My grandfather used to hate when people called it that. Of course he can say it.
They're sitting on the bed. Sean gently strokes Zulai's hair and neck.
I like this. It's nice.
I know what happened with your dad.
Huh?
Is that okay? I read, me and Lila were, we were on the computer, and we just kind of stumbled across...
Wow.
I'm sorry.
No, are you checking up on me? Yeah, no, that's all right.
It's okay.
Yeah. So what, you think I'm crazy now?
No.
Well, I mean... You'd be right. I mean, I did. I went a little crazy, so. Look, you know, I got Evan the other night at the club, you know, after whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
We were on the same team, and you know, my dad coached us. Man, he loved Evan. And I was a freshman, and they always used to mess with me, and I just couldn't take it no more. And I kind of lost it, and me and Evan went at it, and my dad got between us, and I didn't even see him. You know, I just kind of...
You know, I hit him. You know, I hit my father.
And I just didn't stop. You know, I just couldn't stop.
Look, my father never forgave me. Because he shouldn't.
Sean stares at her flatly. Sean watches as Zulai gets up off the bed and moves to get the mobile on the dresser. The call's from Harvey.
Okay, I have to get going because I have to go do something at the club, I realize. I'm sorry. I have to go and do something at the club that I completely forgot about, so...
Okay.
Please hurry up.
I'm walking, I'm hurrying.
We do have to go. I'm sorry.
Okay, I heard you the first time. I'm going.
I'm sorry.
They step out of the flat and she locks the door.
I just forgot I had to go get the stuff, John.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Fine.
They stand and wait for the lift. The door opens and Harvey appears. Sean looks confused and attempts a chuckle.
Wait, what? What's going on here?
I was gonna tell you, I know Harvey.
Wait, hold on. Y'all know each other?
Yeah, I know her.
Well,
listen.
Well, how do you know each other? What's going on? Are you together or something?
No.
Listen, Sean.
No. I'm talking to her.
No, but I'm talking.
No. Just let me. I want to hear from her.
No, let me talk to you. Okay.
What did I say? I said I'm talking. So what now?
Sean, can I talk to her?
No, I want to talk to her.
I'm talking to you.
I want to talk to her. Shut up. Get out of my head.
Get your hands off of me. Look, everything isn't what you think. You're not the only one that worked with me. She works with me, too. It's what I was explaining at the apartment. Nobody knows we know each other. She places bets for me. Okay, that's what it is.
I was going to tell you, Sean.
You asked about my father. You asked about my father. Why would you do that?
Sean shoves open a door marked exit and punches the Perspex window in it.
You better learn. Why didn't you answer? That's all you had to do. Why didn't you text me and say something?
Then Sean's standing in an empty underground train carriage. He's wearing his white T-shirt and jeans, his green tops on a nearby seat. He presses his head against the windows and the doors, then moves slowly and despondently around the carriage. The lights of Manhattan's office blocks and skyscrapers glimmer in the darkness. Daytime. Sean's sitting on some railings at the edge of an outdoor basketball court, looking glum. Zulai approaches in a long grey cardigan with her arms folded.
Listen, Harvey and I have been friends for a really long time. Listen to me. I should have told you. I know that.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Wait, just listen to me, okay? Okay, I make $11 an hour. Okay, is that what you want to know? I make $11 an hour, I'm broke, I pick up glasses from people that I hate all night long, and I'm not really supposed to be doing this right now.
Why don't you just tell me that?
Because. Harvey, we're just friends. He just gives me this money, and I just go place bets for him, and that's all there is to it. Nobody even knows that we know each other.
Then why couldn't you just say that to me?
Her lip trembles slightly, and she has tears in her eyes as she gazes at him sadly. Sean just stares back at her. Then he re-enters Harvey's flat with a defiant expression. Harvey's sitting in a chair, tapping his fingers on its arm, looking somber.
Is this thing still on?
Harvey shakes his head and shrugs.
Listen, man.
Yeah, I understand. Throw it. No one will ever know the better.
And you're gonna tell me you're okay with that, huh?
Yeah. Whatever you raise, I won't have.
We didn't talk about anything, you know?
No, forget it then.
Okay. Just like that, though.
Yeah. Huh? Just like that.
All right. Then, you know, once you get out there, all those eyes are going to be on you. And if there's even a hint that you're throwing this thing, then that's both of us dead. You understand how much money they...
You don't scare me, Harvey. The city doesn't scare me. I'm going to do what you want, and you're never going to see me again. None of you.
Later, wearing a green parka-style coat over his grey suit and white shirt, Harvey makes his way past railings at the edge of a park. He's looking round as if checking he's not being watched. Then he enters the park where two of the bankers from the club are waiting.
This isn't tickets, Harvey. You understand there's $250,000 in this bag.
Harvey nods and the long-haired banker hands over a briefcase. The other guy says...
And Harvey, don't make us come looking for you.
Harvey gives him a worried little nod and the two men stroll away. Harvey leaves the park too. Then he's sitting by the window of a 24-hour diner. Martinez appears up some stairs.
Nice office, Harvey. Glad you could make it.
Yeah, you should get a receptionist.
Is he gonna listen to you, Harvey?
Don't believe me, it's right out there. You can ask him yourself.
I'm asking you, Harvey.
He sits and puts a leather satchel on the table.
$250,000 in here. And if he decides he don't like losing, and by some miracle he wins, I still want my money, Harvey.
Martinez puts out his hand and Harvey shakes it.
I don't get my money, Harvey. I kill you.
Harvey snatches his hand away. Martinez eyeballs him for a moment, then gets up and leaves. Harvey looks out of the window at Sean, who's waiting by a lamppost. Later in the flat, Harvey's sitting on the sofa counting the money in one of the briefcases. Sean's sitting opposite him, watching.
A lot of money.
Sean stares at the briefcase as Harvey opens the door. Wearing a black trench coat and with her hair up in a bun, Zulai strides coolly into the apartment. Harvey moves to the coffee table and puts the briefcase upright on it. Sean watches her without emotion. Zulai flashes a quick glance back at him, then picks up the briefcase and leaves the flat. Sean and Harvey look at each other. Later that night, Sean, in his hooded top, T-shirt and jeans, marches round a street corner. Meanwhile, Zulai is also striding along a pavement past three guys drumming on plastic tubs. She reaches the gift shop. Christopher is standing in its doorway in a dark suit. Zulai faces him defiantly. He nods his head and leads her into the store. A sign on the door says, "No tax on clothing." Christopher opens the door to Jack's office. He raises his eyebrows as he presents the visitor to his boss.
My name. Zulai. Did you have another dream?
It's a lot of money, Jack.
Jack studies Zulai's briefcase.
How much are we talking about?
$500,000.
So what are you doing walking around the street with $500,000 in your bag?
I have investors.
Investors?
If it's too much money, I can...
Too much? Listen to that. She's cleaning up the dumpster and now she's in the club.
Jack touches his forehead and glances at Christopher, who smirks.
Tell your rich ass and your drunk ass investor friends that I will be happy to pay them off. And happier not to.
She glances back at them as she leaves the room.
Count it.
In an empty carriage on the subway train, Sean's doing press-ups punctuated with hand claps. Then he's standing in the middle of the carriage shadow boxing. He sits bare-chested, looking exhausted after his workout. Nighttime, clouds are passing across a bright full moon. On Manhattan Island, the skyline is formed from hundreds of tiny specks of light from the windows of the office blocks and skyscrapers. Harvey leads his gang across a deserted street. Harvey's carrying his briefcase, followed by Ray, Alex, Z, and Sean. Then lift doors open, and the group are led into a large penthouse flat by the long-haired banker. An upmarket cocktail party is in progress.
The man is here, outside. We need to get everybody out on the terrace. People, the show's gonna start outside.
Nice place here.
Of course. City Hall, I got the Woolworth building, the meditation room. Let's go, people.
Sean glances at people he recognizes from the Chinese bout who are having drinks. Sean's group proceed through into a hallway leading outside. Harvey lingers.
Look, I'm gonna meet you out. Let me talk to you for a second.
you know what we're dealing with here.
Right, let's just go. Let's get it on.
Harvey looks round nervously and follows Sean out onto a large roof terrace where there's a crowd of smartly dressed partygoers all standing in groups chatting. But Sean makes a beeline for Evan, who's standing in the middle of the crowd staring at him. Evan, in a black hooded top, feigns a smile. Sean just glares back at him.
Look at this, Harvey.
You see how far you've come?
Yeah.
Sean stares at Evan. Harvey still looks worried. Jack says,
"Hey, everybody. Jerry invited us all up here so we could catch a glimpse of his bank account. Oh, that's nice."
Mr. Jerry. Mr. Jerry. Yeah.
But what the thing is, I mean, the real shit of this thing is what's going on right here. So, Jerry, right now, you should step off. And, gentlemen, you should step up.
Sean and Evan take off their tops.
We're gonna sit down, people. These two gentlemen are gonna go toe to toe, blow to blow. Whatever goes on up here, whatever. Whatever you do to each other, whatever. Whatever you say to each other, whatever. In the words of the late, great American poet, Mr. Marvin Gaye, let's get it on!
The crowd has formed into a circle surrounding the two fighters on the terrace of this grand Manhattan penthouse. Evan steps up to Sean with a swagger.
You froze? Huh? Oh, stare down. Oh, it's the evil eye. Gave you old man? Huh?
Knock that smile off his face. Let's go.
Sean headbutts Evan and launches a volley of punches until Evan staggers backwards and falls over. Martinez looks a little confused. Evan's frowning as he dabs blood off his nose. Jerry the banker glances at Harvey, but Harvey just stares resolutely at the fight.
Look at him.
All right. Let's play, Sean.
The two men circle each other, their expressions full of anger and hatred. Z is screaming at them in the crowd. Evan tries a kick, which Sean evades. Then he tries a couple of jabs. He kicks out, then grabs Sean and hurls him over a table set out with champagne glasses. Evan knocks aside the table and drives Sean up against a wooden fence where he unleashes a series of crushing blows to his opponent's head. Sean puts his hand up to block and forces Evan backwards into the center of the space. He takes a couple of swings, then Evan flips him over onto the tiles and jumps on him. But Sean pushes him off, and they both spring to their feet with their fists raised. Frowning, Evan kicks out, then dips his head and grabs Sean, pulling him over. Evan's on top of Sean, punching him repeatedly in the face. Alex, Z, and Ray watch with concern. Jack glances at Martinez, who's smiling. Evan continues to pound Sean. Sean wrenches him off, and they roll over. They get up. Evan has Sean in a headlock, and they stumble through a large polythene sheet covering an archway leading back into the apartment. Partygoers crowd around the archway looking in as the fighters wrestle on the sheet. Jerry is standing shouting at them. The two men crash through a shelving unit into another room and continue grappling furiously with each other. Harvey watches in amazement. Alex, Ray, and Z are standing closest to the fighters shouting encouragement but looking worried. Evan maneuvers around Sean and gets him into the chokehold. Sean tries desperately to wrench Evan's forearm from around his neck. Both men grimace with the effort. Martinez and Harvey watch open-mouthed. Sean continues to try to release himself, but appears unable to. Evan's face is contorting with the effort of the hold. Sean's face is straining as he tries to resist the choke. He looks at Harvey, who gazes back at him almost serenely. Frowning with a monumental effort, Sean manages to turn, and standing, he drives Evan back into a piece of marble, which shatters. The two men continue to grapple with each other. They smash through a dividing wall into an empty side room. Sean batters Evan's head against a pane of toughened glass in the window. Jerry holds back Ray and Alex, who are screaming for blood. Evan now has Sean backed up against the glass, but Sean's returning the punches. They now have their hands at each other's necks as they continue to trade blows, their faces covered in blood. Sean pushes Evan to the floor, and kneeling over him, he unleashes a barrage of blood-curdling punches to the head. He stops and pants. Evan's out cold. Sean grabs Evan's face.
No!
Sean stares wildly at Evan, panting hard. He clutches Evan's chin, ready to punch him again, but Evan remains unconscious. Sean staggers to his feet. Looking exhausted, he faces the crowd. Harvey and Martinez just watch him blankly. Harvey looks dead inside. Martinez smiles rather resignedly. Alex embraces Sean tightly. Martinez shakes his head at Harvey.
Harvey, I'd like to shake your hand, man.
Harvey looks round at him in a daze.
You're a dead man. You're a dead man, Harvey. Thank you. You're welcome.
Jack's staring forwards blankly, too. Alex and the gang lead Sean out of the side room. Sean's face is covered in cuts and grazes. Zulai glances at him as she passes him. Sean stares at Harvey, who's standing in the doorway out to the terrace, holding his briefcase and Sean's shirt. Harvey looks quizzical, shocked and forlorn. Sean moves away. Harvey looks round at Jack and just stares at him. Daytime, Alex, Ray and Z are in Harvey's flat when Sean enters.
Thank you, Evan. You fight like a bitch, man. Harvey, we going out VIP, Harvey. We out here, right? Oh. Harvey.
There he is.
Good. Good shit, man.
Yeah, last night was great, man. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for riding.
Thanks for being there.
Yo, we going to the club tonight, kid. You want to go?
VIP all night.
No, come on.
Drinks all night.
Let's go.
VIP, Harvey. VIP.
Now be careful.
In a white shirt and grey suit, Harvey's holding a shoebox. Sean, with his bruised face, just stares coolly at Harvey.
Well, don't show your butt, huh? You know, I would be lying if I didn't say secretly I wanted you to win. It's crazy, right? If I wasn't a dead man, I'd be happy, you know. But you killed me with that, Sean. You know, you do what you do, you know. Look, Sean, in a couple of minutes, there's gonna be some men that's gonna come here, and you can't be here when they get here, okay?
He peers out of the window and rubs his forehead nervously as he looks at Zulai and her grandma standing next to their car in the street below. Zulai looks up at Harvey and smiles. Harvey turns to Sean, who's smiling at him too.
Me and Zulai, we put it on us to win. Yeah. We knew you'd never go for it, so we ain't say nothing, but...
He puts a bag down on the coffee table.
There's $1 million in there.
Harvey attempts a chuckle and gazes at Sean, who nods.
Business ready for business, huh?
Show up business
ready. You taught me that.
Harvey peers into the bag stuffed with bundles of cash.
That's a lot of money in there. No, I'm not kidding, Sean. That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of IHOPs. We're going to Birmingham.
Okay.
You know, we're going to go and see my family, see what's left of it. You know what I mean? Maybe stop by Chicago or something.
On your way to Birmingham, Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you come?
Harvey looks down at the money again, and a confused smile breaks across his face as he ponders his options. He licks his lips and nods to himself. Sean nods back at him.
So Birmingham's where you're thinking?
That's where I'm from.
Okay, what we should do then? Hear me out. I think we should go past Birmingham to someplace warmer. If you're going all the way to Chicago through Birmingham, whatever, take it to California. You know, they've got a whole lot of great opportunities out there. I've been doing a lot of reading. I'm not giving those people this money. I don't give them, unless we shouldn't give nobody none of this. We should just go.
Zulai's light blue estate car heads out along one of New York's famous bridges, away from the Big Apple. The end.